producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Yesterday I declared to be a good day, and tomorrow I promise you I will declare it again. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler here in this hour as well, monitoring Facebook.com. Well, he does so much more, but this gives him a good handle because he's watching every single thing that you say and think is subject to Kenny's pursual.
That's right.
Hi.
He's like the NSA.
Roberta, Dr. Ken joins us in a few minutes, too, with his weekly report on major health issues. The fact that Roberta is here brings me around to Bernie Sanders, and because she's a big fan of Bernie's, I thought she would like to engage in the conversation that many have wondered about regarding Bernie and democratic socialism. What does he mean when he describes himself as a democratic socialist? And Roberta, would you describe yourself as a democratic socialist?
I would probably say so, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd say I'm a democratic socialism. It basically, it means that you still have a democratic political system. It's not like you're all communists or something.
Well, that's what some people think, however, that label echoes some of the things in the Communist Manifesto.
Hardly. It just shows their ignorance if they think that.
Really?
with all due respect.
How is it different?
So how is it different?
Well, they still believe in a democratic. I mean, communism doesn't have a democratic system. Communism, you don't vote in your leaders in communism. You pay taxes. And
what do you mean? You voted for Putin. If you were in Russia, you could vote for Putin.
Right. Yep. It's an actual democratic system. You know, the way we have a democratic system. The only thing is it's a socialist economic system, which basically means is that you help out your fellow man. That's what that basically means.
Huh. Okay, so are you ready to do that?
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with my tax dollars going to help those who need help.
Neither do I, except I want to define who it is that needs help.
Spending $350 for a toilet seat.
Yes.
I have a problem with my tax dollars funding subsidies for big corporations that make billions of dollars and don't pay taxes on top of that, because they move their corporations overseas.
So we're going to encourage a new president going to have a new tax system that will make a flat tax for all corporations the same as they do in other
countries.
And then we bring all the companies back home. That's a good idea.
No tax credits if you bring your company overseas. Sorry.
Bernie Sanders told reporters in Iowa last month that he understands a lot of people get upset, a little nervous when they hear the word socialist, and he prefers to dwell on the democratic side of that definition. He's become more vocal because
it's a European style. The ruling class, for instance, in Prague are social democrats.
Yeah, right.
They're social democrats,
very European. Same thing in Spain.
European.
Spain is much like that.
But doesn't ruling class bother you?
There's five parties.
Come on.
And it's the most popular.
Don't you think we have a ruling class in this country?
And the ruling classes are not the class of the people. The ruling class are the big corporations and the top one half of 1%.
Except for people like Trump who are not taking or being connected to any of these corporations.
That's a bunch of BS,
I'll tell you.
Really? Okay, tell us the story then, Roberta. What do we not know?
Anybody who thinks that Donald Trump is for the people, basically has their head in the sand.
Really?
Donald Trump is for Donald Trump.
No.
Period. Underline.
How many jobs does Donald Trump create?
and
more than any politician.
And that's for the people.
In order to benefit Donald Trump.
So what's the one?
He'll fire anyone in a heartbeat.
Who cares if he's giving people the opportunity to work?
How does he take care of people?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Does he give universal health care to his people?
Jennifer, see how I crank this up. Go ahead.
For childbearing?
I'm saying here's the baton. Run with it.
I'm all for you, Roberta Fasanelli, and I'm all for me and anybody else who wants to voluntarily help the people who are in need. I am not in favor of having anybody who is wearing a government coat say, we will extract from you money, which we will give to people that we think ought to get it. There's so much corruption involved in that.
The whole debate with Planned Parenthood. People want to decide whether they want to give money to it or not.
Right. And that's for all.
And Roberta, you're a hypocrite,
just
by the way.
All 501c3.
No, not in the least. You don't know me.
I think so, because you find real estate loopholes.
She's right. You have an accountant do your taxes and try and find you right off?
Yes.
Well, they're all legal. The government applies those.
But right. Why
shouldn't you? You should give the money all the money that you
can. But on the other hand, you know, I am like Donald Trump. I employ a lot of people. Sure. You know what I think the real problem is? I think that most people, including everybody here on the air, perhaps with the exception of me, are too removed from real. You've never really seen real poverty. You've never talked with people in real poverty. You've never personally.
Give me a break. Have you
gone into homes with people living in true poverty?
Give me a break.
Have you ever been to my wife's house in Columbia?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking in this country.
Poverty is in my whole neighborhood.
No. I'm talking extreme poverty. I'm talking
socialist
poverty.
Knob you are.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is with us. Right. Dr. Ken and his weekly report on the news from the world
of
medicine. Up next.
Fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Card at Exxon or Mobil from starter name points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
We're still arguing. All right, clean break.
I can't, because it's a good day show, so go. Where's Dr. Ken?
Present in the
if Ken were involved in this conversation, he would have, this would be a more articulate, Richie, the problem with Richie is he's a little bit, there's a little thuggery involved, but with Ken, it would be a whole different, Ken's approach with, well, first of all, he would never have the conversation on the air, but secondly, if he did have the conversation, it would be gentlemanly, it would be reserved, but he would have the complete opposite point of view of Roberta on this. And I think he's probably seen a lot in the people that you've treated over the years. You've seen some extreme poverty and some people who are really in tough shape, right?
Oh, of course. I take care of people who have very limited funds.
And you know, drugs.
Yeah. I take care of very wealthy, but I take care of people from every economic possibility.
Right. All right. Time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to bring us through the information this week that's important in the world of medicine, medical documents, medical journals, that sort of thing, the source for Ken and his research. And here is the lead story of the week about sex and how couples stay happy. Ken?
According to a new study, Doug, published in the Psychological and Personality Science Medical Journal, those who make love once a week are happiest. The new research suggests that couples do not, Doug, need to aim to engage in sex as frequently as possible, but instead, aim to maintain a connection with their partner.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that sex once a week is better than sex once a day?
That's what this, I'm just reporting this study published in the Social Psychological Personality Science Journal this week, and that's what they reported and found.
All right. Next, the Charlie Sheen focus on HIV. HIV back in the headlines. What is it like to live with this virus?
It has dramatically changed. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania in 1981 when it was discovered, and I was a fellow at the University of California, San Francisco in 1985 to 1987 when there were wards of dying men, and wow, has it changed. Doug, 1.2 million people in America are living with HIV, though the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, is a serious infection. The levels of the virus in a person's body can be controlled with a handful of drugs, and many people living with the virus have a normal lifespan. The virus is spread through certain bodily fluids, including blood, semen, rectal fluids, vaginal fluids, and breast milk. The virus is most commonly transmitted through sharing needles or having unprotected sex with an infected person. Patients who get on treatment early are able to suppress the virus, are able to keep their immune system strong, and are able to maintain health as a result. People with HIV tend to have elevated cholesterol, a slight loss of bone density, and a higher rate of coronary artery disease, and that's why I still, as a cardiologist, see these people today.
All right. Richie, time for us to bring out the old rectal jet commercial, because the research shows that the rectal thermometer is better than anything else when it comes to detecting fevers and other problems in your body, Ken.
Mom knew best. Annals of Internal Medicine this week, taking temperature internally, appears to be the most accurate method and should be relied upon.
Wait a minute. Let's see if we can drop one of those in.
It will influence clinical decisions. Peripheral thermometers, oral, underarm, behind the ear, popular because they're comfortable, Doug, but are not sensitive
really
for detecting low-grade fevers.
Do you have a patient come in, Dr. Ken, and say, let's do it the old-fashioned way?
I tell them I'm an old-fashioned doctor.
Okay. Let's talk about Super Beats for a moment. Problems in your arteries?
Did you use them that way?
I still don't have any.
This is going to fall apart quickly. Anyway, the problems that you have in your arteries, high blood pressure, if you have that, Ken is going to tell you what he recommends to his patients as a cardiologist for getting the blood pressure down.
Exactly. In 1988, Doug, the nitric oxide story was discovered. It was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function.
800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice on Neo 40 and Superbeats. 800-655-4183.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A clip from her new song, yet another new song, going to be on this album with Hello. That song is called When We Were Young. It was filmed for a video at Church Studios in London. Is she Australian or British? I'm not. I think she's British, isn't she? Yeah. Anyway, but there's a video. How many people, when they have songs like this, do videos? Is everything backed up by a video now?
Yes.
Everything.
Especially if you're as big as she is.
Yeah. Incredible performer. The song that we're listening to now, Hello, been out for a couple of weeks now. There is no way of taking anything away from this woman who's 27 years old now, married, one baby. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. Look at what she's accomplished.
I hope she makes it to 28.
Why would you
think she wouldn't.
Oh, 27. That's the magic number.
Yeah. Oh, man. But she doesn't have any bad habits.
No.
She's not off, you know, off on some toot. But the song.
Neither did Buddy Holly.
Say again?
Neither did Buddy Holly.
Well, but he was, he's subject to something that he had no control over, which is not the case with the other 27s. She, I think, is pretty smart about what she's doing with herself. Most of her songs, have you noticed, have minimal instrumental accompaniment? It's her voice that you hear. You don't hear your piano a little bit. Notice that, Richie, you're always paying attention to background instrumental
sound. Yeah, it's not the wall of sound.
No. I'm going to go see that tonight. There won't be too many walls of sound. Probably she's by herself these days. Ronnie Spector. What a difference. Is there a difference? Ronnie Spector in her era, could she have been compared to Adele? In terms of the voice.
I think in terms of popularity, I think.
Popularity, yes. But I don't. The voice? It's hard to get the voice that Adele's got. That's a big voice.
Yeah. She sings, for me, she sings like somebody with an old soul.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
You think? That's where I think she comes from. Very old soul. Yep. Some of the people that you meet in your life, you meet people that have a presence and a frame of mind that seem to be impossible for their age. And I think she's one of those people, frankly. It's not easy to explain. It's there. She's connected. And maybe that's part of being an old soul, in a sense. Yeah? She's a big, internationally, she's just fantastically popular all around the globe and has made herself a lot of money because she's good at what she does. God bless her. Adele and the focus here on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. As Americans celebrate Thanksgiving this week, children in schools across the nation are learning about how the first pilgrims relied on Native Americans to survive their first year. The members of tribes indigenous to this land taught the new settlers many things, including how to grow food and identify toxic plants. Today, there's still a lot we can learn from Native American tribes. Did you know that there are about 150 tribal courts across the United States? Unlike state and federal courts that use an adversarial system to resolve disputes, many tribal courts use a different approach. Legal experts describe it as a holistic philosophy that focuses not just on punishment and providing victims with payment, but on bringing harmony and peace to the community. Let's be fair, in recent years, U.S. courts have actually adopted some of this philosophy by promoting alternatives to litigation, like mediation and arbitration. This Thanksgiving, learn how alternative dispute resolution often leaves people thankful they ditched their lawsuit and tried something new. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff, ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The hour conversation about what's going on in the world, the focus of the Doug Stephan Good Day program today and every day with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Mitch McFadden and Kenny Kessler bring up the male side. Our motivational thought for the day today is a focus on you and how to do your best. Always have the attitude that you are doing the best you can no matter what the circumstance, the best at everything you approach. Make it your life's rule to live and work and think your best. It's not always possible. Constant effort is needed to be first class in everything that you attempt to do. But if you do it, excuse me, if you can follow that, it'll bring you to new heights. It'll bring you to new places of excellence. So if superiority is your trademark, and I don't mean the kind of superiority that we were talking about with Roberta in the last half hour, a different kind of superiority, that's a great goal. All right, so there's our motivational thought of the day. The quote of the day comes from Andy Murray, who said, quote, "I had some hair in my eye, and I wanted to get rid of it." Andy Murray is a tennis star. So outside the court, during one of the breaks in the match, he gave himself a haircut. He was up against Rafael Nadal, and I'm not sure how that turned out, but I know he got a haircut, and it looked kind of silly looking at it. Yeah, have you ever given yourself a haircut? Who does that? Really ever cut your own hair?
My kids do all the time. Well, they used to.
Actually, there's a picture of me at about 2 years old sitting on the floor with a pair of scissors, and I had beautiful, long, platinum blonde hair, and I had cut it all off.
Nice going, Roberta.
My daughter, you would take anything sharp out of the room, and she would find something to cut her hair with. Mm.
Some people, well, the people who don't have hair that shave their head, that's something that they do. I know my trainer doesn't have any hair, and it's, he shaves it, and that's pretty much the end.
Because he's going bald?
Yeah, he doesn't have it. He hasn't used Provia. You see, his problem is he hasn't used Provia.
Ah.
But then there are other people. My son has gone through a period. He has long hair sometimes. They have a beard, and they'll have no beard, and they have short hair. But when he has short hair, he has a clipper, and he just runs the clipper over his head, and he has all of his hair.
Well, he looks in the mirror and says, you talking to me?
Yeah.
You talking to me?
Our thought of the day today comes from Larry King, whose birthday is today. He's 82. Looks like he's 182.
Gypsy.
I remind myself every morning, nothing I say this day will teach me anything, so if I'm going to learn, I must do it by listening. I would say he was a pretty good listener. I think the years on the radio and the television made him, or he proved that he was a good listener. His questions were often succinct, quick, and then he listens.
You're a good listener?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. What do you think?
Nice way to answer.
Yeah,
I am. Sometimes I'm a very good listener, and sometimes I'm not. It sometimes depends on the source. If it's Richie, nah, not so much.
Right.
If it's Jennifer, maybe. Roberta, I'm on the borderline sometimes there, too. All right. Let's get the latest from the French.
What do you mean?
Apparently, Mr. Abdelhamid Aboud is...
Abdelhamid Aboud.
Him, too. He's done. He was killed in the police raid. They have apparently proven through the DNA of whatever was left of his body that he was the guy they were looking for.
They were really quick not to jump. They were not jumping the shark on this one. They thought they had him. Intelligence said, "Oh, you got him," but they didn't want to.
So does this mean it's over?
Liberty. No.
Do they stop looking for the rest of the people who are responsible for this, or do they keep bombing ISIM?
Let's stop.
Let's keep going, right?
Oh yeah.
The president of Poland says that he's going to engage in close cooperation with all the people that are working to ensure the peace and stability of Europe. So what does that say about the Russians? Because the Russians are trying to destabilize Eastern Europe for sure. Maybe the rest of Europe.
Russians are not liked, at least in the Czech Republic. They are not liked.
Well, they see them for what they really are.
Right.
Right.
The news media plus all of the ways that we can connect now with social media, you find out pretty quickly what's going on. The only place that's not the case is in China, although I think that's changing too. If countries don't allow you to have free access, although it's almost impossible now to block it. It used to be fairly easy to block out that stuff, but you can't block it out anymore.
Well, and the history is still pretty new. I mean, Eastern Europe was just, they just were invaded by the Russians. I mean, the Czech Republic just recovered from communism in 1989. That's not that long ago.
Well, when they took over, they got out of both Hungary and Czechoslovakia. I remember when I was a kid, when they took over Hungary, and I remember it so well because I was in the fifth or sixth grade, and we got a family that moved to Framingham, and the son was in my class. I can remember him. I don't remember his name. It was a very Czech-sounding name. I can't remember it. Hoshla Bungovic or something like that. But
a Vich is actually Yugoslavian.
Oh, is that?
Yeah. I tried that.
Hungarian. Well, all those people look the same.
Of course.
All those names sound the same. Anyway, I remember what a great experience it was for us to learn as we struggled to help him learn English, learn how to do math, our way. He knew how to do math, but he didn't know how to... It's interesting because they teach math principles in Europe differently, or at least they did then, than we do here. It was the new math there before it was the new math here. So he was way ahead of us conceptually in math. But
so you had to dumb him down a little bit, is what you're saying.
I guess that's a way of looking at it, Richie. Yeah, but he was very eager to learn. He was very friendly, very naive, very sweet kid. Girls loved him. My God, did those girls in junior high school love that kid. They really did. It was because he was different. And the guys didn't know how to not like him because he was somebody who was just friendly. He was eager. They had no money. He came to school in horrible clothing. A lot of people, this goes back to, I don't want to get Roberta sort of going again. But this is one of those, the one of the ways in which you can help people. And I know the whole sort of school
when you
community.
See a bad dresser, it's important that you intervene.
Yeah, but also with that came an interest in. You sound like Meredith when she looks at some of my clothes. No, I mean, I'm saying that it's that the public in the community took an interest in this family, and there were half a dozen other families that eventually came to Framingham that had come from Hungary. During the revolution, they were able to get out. And they all had the same sort of story. Fathers were good at things like tool and die, making printing, you know, the sorts of skills that we don't have as many of here as we ought to. But the Europeans are very good at that sort of thing. So, anyway, they all found jobs. They found homes to live in. And they were helped. The community paid rent until the families could have income. And we gave them food. We gave him clothing, but we wanted to, Roberta. We saw the need, and we gave them help because we wanted to. And the kids brought him into the circle. He was never an outcast, this kid. It was kind of amazing reality. Speaking of my hometown of Framingham, next to Framingham is a smaller town called Natick. Some people, when they look at N-A-T-I-C-K, they think Natick. One of the most famous sons of Natick, certainly the most famous who's living today, is a gentleman known as Doug Flutie. Doug Flutie went to Natick High School. I remember when he played, and the arch rival is Framingham High School versus Natick High School on Thanksgiving game. And Flutie, younger, smaller guy, but he always won, the team always won because of him when he was on the team.
He was amazing, yeah.
Went to Boston College, certainly for a small guy, did very well there. And then we all know his history of playing in the NFL, also for the Canadian League. I don't know. I'm not a football fan, but I remember him because he's a local guy. Very popular, very smart. He's very engaged in what goes on in this community, and he's very close to his parents. So it was shocking. Both of his parents died. And they didn't die in a car crash. Ooh. Jennifer, I think you followed this more closely than most.
The dad had been sick for a while
and
had a heart attack. He died. And then the mother, an hour later, I guess because she was so upset, combined with other things going on, had the same and passed away just an hour after her husband did.
There are
pretty
stories.
Incredible. You hear stories like this. But usually it's like a day or a couple
of
weeks.
Yeah.
An hour.
Yep. Some people, I think, get so close. Their vibrations are so close. They get to be so close as parents, as lovers, as partners, as comrades, companions, whatever it is. And so when you hear that, you don't really get upset. Or at least I didn't get upset. I thought, wow, what a wonderful way for them to stay together.
It's sad for Doug Flutie.
I
got called a smart AFFS by my mom, though, because I said, well, at least I don't have to worry about that with you and Dad. So I was actually reprimanded last night because of this.
Here's Flutie saying, they say you can die of a broken heart, and I believe it.
Oh, I do too.
Oh, yeah.
You hear the story way too often.
You have audio?
There is your definitely.
They were married for 56 years.
Yep. I think he's close to 50. I don't know how many other children there are in the family.
He is
Is he 53? Yeah. He had siblings? I don't remember. He was the only one that was ever.
He does. He has three.
Yeah.
Denise, Bill, and Darren.
But he's highly thought of. He's a businessman locally. Does a lot of commercials and stuff. Still stays active with the Patriots. But he's not the story here. They are the story and what they represent and how they did. They lived a life of distinction with purpose. And so it's cool. What are they, 83, 84? What did you say they were? 80?
I don't know. They were. It doesn't say. They were just married for 56 years.
All right. So it's reasonable to assume that they would be probably in their 80s. Which isn't okay. It's not old enough, but it's okay under the circumstances, especially given the fact that they were as close as they were. So good.
That's
good. Sad.
That's a good thought.
Yeah, exactly. A good way for us to. I mean, we don't understand what goes on after your body here ceases to exist.
We were talking about this yesterday, and my philosophy was, hey, they're together.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing.
Yeah.
So don't feel bad for them. They are lucky they're together.
I actually don't feel bad for them. I do have sympathy. You wake up in the morning and you have both of your parents and you go to bed at night and you don't have either one.
Yeah. Right.
Tough.
You know what it is with me, when my father died, my mother had been dead for a long time. My father died, my God, I forgot about the reference. What's today? The 19th, right? My father died on November 12th, 2004. My former wife died on November 12th, 2011. My stepsister died on November 12th, 1997. Wow. Has it been that long since my father died?
No, since Tony died.
Yeah,
I can't believe she died.
No. 4 years ago.
Tony died, yeah.
Yep, 4 years
ago. Wow.
Yep. Pretty interesting reality,
it's
though, when you think about that, November 12th. It's like the farmers in my neighborhood, the three farmers that I remember and loved the most all died at the age of 76. Sam Mayo, who was like my second father, died at 76. Dan Phillips, who was a close second to Sam, died at 76. Sam had a stroke. Dan had pancreatic cancer. And Chinky Hansen died when he got run over by one of my tractors. And they were all 76, and they were all the heart and soul, the backbone of the farming community in which I grew up. I'm the last I'm the last one about in that line. 47 past the hour on Good Day. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. As Americans celebrate Thanksgiving this week, children in schools across the nation are learning about how the first pilgrims relied on Native Americans to survive their first year. The members of tribes indigenous to this land taught the new settlers many things, including how to grow food and identify toxic plants. Today, there's still a lot we can learn from Native American tribes. Did you know that there are about 150 tribal courts across the United States? Unlike state and federal courts that use an adversarial system to resolve disputes, many tribal courts use a different approach. Legal experts describe it as a holistic philosophy that focuses not just on punishment and providing victims with payment, but on bringing harmony and peace to the community. Let's be fair, in recent years, U.S. courts have actually adopted some of this philosophy by promoting alternatives to litigation, like mediation and arbitration. This Thanksgiving, learn how alternative dispute resolution often leaves people thankful they ditched their lawsuit and tried something new. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business. Really? It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA. Mine's a real Scrooge. Yeah, he's them. No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards are not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And during our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. Plus, save on personalized, one-of-a-kind gifts. But hurry, offer ends December 6th. To get this deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code RADIO60 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO60.
From those of you who are interested in investments, there have been a number of IPOs recently that have done quite well. I'm wondering if you would watch the, this is the code, MTCH. It's the Match Group, which is Match.com, OkCupid, and I think Tinder is in there too, isn't it? What is, isn't Tinder? We talked about
separately. Yep. Yeah. Isn't Tinder's in there too?
Okay. I think Tinder's in there as well. Yeah. So they're going to go public, and they expect they're going to be able to bring in about $2.5 to $3 million. I'm sorry, $1 billion.
Big business.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is. I mean, dating online is huge, and this is apparently the biggest company. They made $133 million in profit last year. So you know, you consider all the dollars that go through there, all the people who do it. So if you're interested in investing, you might want to look at Match.com going public. 51 after the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a good way for you to find out what's going on. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com and the Frommers Travel Guide is going to talk with us about the best places for you to travel next year, since we're pretty much at the end of this year. I observed something with Richie that you'll find fascinating, and you'll see maybe a little bit more as the schematics become more public. Airbus, the maker of crap can airplanes, is proposing a new way for people to board the plane. And so there, you'll see pictures of it around here and there, newspapers, that sort of thing, of a module that will be inside the terminal. You'll actually get into your seat if this thing comes to pass. You'll get into your seat in the module, and then some hydraulic electronic device will take you outside of the terminal and drop you into the plane.
The plane actually drives under the terminal, and then they drop it down into the plane and then shut the hatch.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck on that one.
So we can board, or we can get our seat hours before the plane even gets there.
Oh, yeah. All right. And that's from Airbus, and I say no more. If Boeing's going to do it, then I'll have some interest in it, Richie. Not interested if Airbus is doing it. What I am interested in, though, is Pauline Frommer's ideas on where you can start planning your travel for next year. We'll have that for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
The holidays are a time for lots of social gatherings and lots of small talk. And while it may seem like people are comfortable discussing just about anything these days, when it comes to personal money matters, a recent survey by Ally Bank found that what people are willing to discuss and with whom varies. Here's Diane Murray, CEO and President of Ally Bank.
We found that more than any other age group, millennials acknowledge talking with others about their income, their savings, and debt. In fact, nearly half say they disclose their income to others.
In general, though, 70% of people still consider it rude or inappropriate to discuss personal money matters in a social setting.
When people do discuss finances socially, nearly one half of our survey respondents said they prefer to keep it neutral. For example, talking about price comparisons on goods and services, or where to find a better interest rate on a savings account.
And when it comes to social circles, more than half of those surveyed say it's important to surround themselves with people they feel are financially secure. For more on the Ally Bank Money Talk survey, go to ally.com.
56 past the hour on the Good Day program. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommer's.com. The Frommer's Travel Guide is published there. I was looking around for sort of new ideas. Are there new places to go, new traditions, new ideas when it comes to travel?
Yeah.
Or are we going to deal with the same old stuff, Pauline?
Well, hopefully you're going to get some of the classics and some of the new places. What we did at Frommer's.com is we talked to our guidebook writers all over the country, and we said what destinations are going to be best in 2016, because we think destinations are like fine wines. They have years where they're better than other years.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, our national parks, the national park system is turning 100 this year, and there are going to be incredible celebrations and commemorations and special talks all throughout next year. So,
you know,
the national parks is a great place to go. You might consider going to, believe it or not, Mongolia. If you really want something new. It's been kind of crisscrossed in the last couple of years by mining roads, which means that finally it's easier to visit it, but it's also changing drastically. So if you want to see this extraordinary natural site with the largest grasslands on the planet, it looks like the American prairie used to look, and also with soaring mountains, this nomadic people whose lifestyles are changing drastically, we're saying go to Mongolia.
Yeah, there's some beautiful train trips that you can get out to Mongolia. I wish they changed the name of it. Mongolia is up. Sounds like a foreboding name, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah. But it's absolutely beautiful, incredibly friendly people. Mm-hmm. Or if you want something very, very plush, it is the 300th anniversary of Chianti being named a wine region. And it was the first one in the world to get that title. And they are going to be throwing a party like you wouldn't believe, especially around harvest time. There's going to be all kinds of special festivals. There's going to be parades and marches and one of the biggest bike race in Italy, kind of their Tour de France, is going to go through Chianti. I mean, we always want an excuse to go to the region of Chianti in Italy. This year you have a great excuse.
Now you're talking my language.
Chianti is probably a region for all of the various types of wines, but you want to be a wine drinker probably to go there to enjoy it to the nth degree. Chianti.
Yeah, but there's great history there too. Wonderful people.
Yeah,
so
that sounds very romantic. All right, thank you. There's some good ideas. We'll continue with these ideas. We get to the end of the year with Pauline Frommer from Frommer's Travel Guide at Frommer's.com.
We
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.